Ford HIW Mobile.
KO4HKX, good morning, Dave.
I feel like a small version of you. I'm in a truck early in the morning, moving around. I'm not sitting there drinking coffee in front of a computer screen.
I was going to ask, what you been doing out this time of day? You ain't got another dentist appointment, do you?
Nope. I am the chief waste manager of the house now since I fired the previous waste manager for not picking up for 3 weeks in a row. So now on, I'm spreading it out, though. Every time I go to the waste management or recycle center, whatever, the transfer station, I get a couple more days in between each trip. So didn't go at all last week. This is like a week and a half now I'm up to. One day I'll get up to what Tom and Bernice are up to. Oh, more than 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks.
What to do with my house that with all the cardboard and packing material and just regular consumables coming into the house on top of the business, it'd be overrun.
Well, that's the way it was at our house, too, many years ago, but Amy hadn't flown down. But I've learned how to cut out boxes. I break them down and make them flat, and you can get a whole lot more boxes in the same amount of space when you... But it takes some effort. You got to take all the trash out of them, the bubble wrap and all that stuff, and package it separately. But after you break it all down, she gets two or three boxes a day, minimum. It takes a lot of breaking down. But I put them in a corner, and when the corner gets too big, I spend 15 to 20 minutes on them and break them down, and then when I transport them, it's not really that big a deal.
Turn it down every night. After we check the orders in, we just break it down and put it up, and then once a week, we take it up to the school where my wife works and put it in the recycle bin. So that's how we take care of that. And then the rest of it, me and another guy in the neighborhood, we just went ahead and rented a dumpster.
Own dumpster?
He and I do, but we have to constantly keep other people out of it, too.
I imagine that would be a problem. You need some Raspberry Pi cameras out there with time-lapse photography showing you tag numbers of people to pull up and dump stuff in it.
If that system perfected, let me know. I'll be willing to take one of them. Maybe two.
Working yesterday where you can view four screens in one, and they're pretty big screens if you got a big monitor. So that's kind of handy. That saves a lot of time looking through them. I look at everything that happened around the perimeter of the house in one pass in about 20 minutes in the morning. So that's a whole lot easier than it was with a Ring doorbell.
I'm sure you can see better detail also. Those cameras and stuff like that, yeah, you can see, but you can't see faces and tag numbers and stuff like that.
Video streams, and a video stream, when you turn it into a snapshot, gets really grainy, really fast. Whereas I'm taking time-lapse photography. I'm doing a full shot every other second, so I can get some good granularity.
A cellular deer cam watching my driveway. 22 meg. Sure, on that one, I know it gets tag numbers because of where it's at. It's across the road, so if you pull in my driveway, you're displaying your tag real well for the camera. So I have that going for me, and then I have a video on the other side, so I can see that too. And I get a good picture of whoever gets out of the vehicle.
And do you get push notifications, or is there anything like that going on?
Yeah, they're sent to my phone every hour.
Okay, that's something I have to develop next, is push notifications. When there is motion detected that shouldn't be there, that's the hard part. That's what I don't like about Ring. They miss a lot, and then they're... If they do catch something, then they only show you 5 minutes of it, or not even that, only like 15 or 20 seconds of it, and then cut it off. So that's where there's room for improvement.
Camera, I can choose whether I want it to be video or single shot or 3-shot burst or 5-shot burst on pictures. So I keep it on the 3-shot burst and the higher resolution. That way I'm getting a better picture of what's going on. And the thing you'll have to watch too is how far out can they trigger before they take the picture, and how much before they reset. So those kinds of things.
Things that are time consuming. Coming up with a good compromise that'll work. At least with this way, I have control over it. I'm not, you know, totally dependent on, like, they're using too much. Like on a windy night, for example, if it's really windy outside, there's tons of Ring cameras that are just recording every 5 minutes. So bandwidth gets really, really high, so they have to shut down once it's triggered, how long it stays triggered, whereas I wouldn't have to do that.
The thing where I noticed I missed some things is if a tree limb moves in front of it or something like that, then the wait time before it resets to before another trigger is where I'll miss some things.
Exactly. That or a spider is building a web in front of it, and you get captures all night long, just a waste of a whole lot of space. That one's kind of hard to fix.
You can set the sensitivity, but if you make it too sensitive, all you do is get this constant video of nothing. If you make it desensitize it too much, then you don't get what you need. So yeah, that's the hard part to try to get right.
We'll get there one day or not. That's something to do. Something to do that distracts me from ham radio and flying airplanes. Man, is that a blue, pretty sky up there. I see an airplane with the sun shining on it. So the sun's reflecting off of an airplane is way up there. That's pretty cool. With a dark blue background, it stands out really good.
We hear the fog is burning off the last little bit of it. So it's still kind of hazy over here, but you can see it clearing up. I always love mornings like this up at the house where it's cold and clear.
Yeah, that cold makes it clear. I just came over the top of 101 right past where Tom lives, and you can see a whole mountain range. And it's just such a clear, crisp line where the mountain range ends and the blue sky begins. That's kind of pretty.
So we had a couple weeks ago, I went up on the very top of the ridge and where I was scraping the driveways and took some pictures, and they're just absolutely gorgeous. The blue sky looking back out over the valley.
Photographers would really get hung up on getting up really, really early in the morning and catching the sunrise right as that happened. Right, you know, it goes through all those transformations that happen in the early morning. I'm taking those pictures every other second, 5 cameras. I see that every now and then. They get where the sky is just blue. Everything around it is just blue. And it only lasts for maybe 7 or 8 minutes, and then it's all gone. But it is kind of like you're living in a wonderland for that little tiny period of time.
It is amazing what you can see by getting up a little earlier and watching the sunrise and sunset if you take the time.
Talking to Wendy last night on the net, I don't know if you listened to that, but he was telling her about how and where you would see the space shuttle. Not the space shuttle, the space station. So Steve used to come over to the house every now and then. He'd say, come on out here, we're going to watch the space station come over. We go out there, and sure enough, it'd show up on the horizon. You could see it moving. 15 minutes later, it'd be gone.
Pretty cool. I've never done that.
Wendy last night where it was, I was kind of half, I was multitasking, so I was listening to what, but I caught him telling her about that. He also knows when all the planets are going to show up, Venus and all of that stuff. He's a pretty big on astronomy.
Yeah, I didn't get to listen last night like I normally do with the meeting earlier. I had to do my closeout and business all afterwards, so I had to take care of that. I had to check in with the pre-net last night.
I haven't used it much at all. I try to be there for every one of them, but Hey, I might turn up. I got to pull into the transfer station, so catch you on the way back. W4DJW.
Hey, Skex, and I'll be around for a little bit, looks like. 7-3.
TLX mobile.
Mike, how are you?
Oh.
Better give my call, KO4HKX.
Go get your call. TLX.
Well,
I tried to get out early, but I had a few snafus that made me leave late again.
With yourself.
That is the radio got turned down.
What are you going to do with yourself?
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh. I moved the plants into the garage, so they're crowding the cars over. And last night, I wasn't feeling good at all by the time I got home. So I was getting in the car today. I was like, man, I got a lot of room on the other side. And as I'm pulling out, it damn near pulled the whole front bumper off when it caught on something.
Remember, you're not driving that Jeep no more.
Quite move stuff out the way like the Jeep did.
Take your antenna down now every time you go in the garage either.
No, it makes one little ding 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 and that's it.
Be glad about that.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah. So I guess I'll be doing a little fender work this weekend and all those dumb tabs. You gotta take all those off. I did everything but kick it back into place.
Much holding the bumper on anymore, believe it or not. It might have one or two bolts in it, but the rest of it's just little plastic clips and push pins.
Yeah, that's all it is, those push pins and clips. And the one bolt holding it on that side, the plastic hole broke open, so whatever. It was half hanging off when I bought the car. I complained, and now at least I know how they fixed it. Hot glue does wonders.
The plastic welder to repair that stuff now.
I don't know if it's worth investing in.
Probably not. What I always used to do is use a little butane torch and another piece of plastic, a zip tie or something I could find with the same kind of plastic, and I just meld it and fuse it together myself, and then I drill it out or whatever I needed to do.
It can be welded. In fact, I'm talking to an engineer, a machine designer up at a place that makes these welders right now. It's pretty cool what they do. There are lots of ways to weld together plastic, and they make machines to do it all.
It's a big thing now with all the plastic on the cars and stuff like that in body shops. They actually have plastic welders in there that are big wire spools on them, or plastic spools. So it's a big deal now, welding plastic, but you got to make sure you're using the right kind of resin to go with that plastic or you won't get a good bond.
It might be worthwhile just to take it into the body shop and say, just fix this thing, will you?
It and some of them won't. It just depends on how much they want to spend on their equipment.
Well, that's the problem, and the time everyone's fixing nowadays, you know.
You can't find a new car to buy it, and if you do, can you afford it? So now everybody's gone back into let's repair and fix what we have and try to take care of it.
I'm hearing a lot of wind noise up there, so I'm trying to take her easy.
Yep, don't get out there on 85 and watch it go by you.
Well, half of it's hanging on, but, you know, it's going to be doing stupid things.
KW, mobile again.
L4HKX here, and Mike, N6ZLX.
Morning, Mike. How's it going?
Not too bad. How about with you?
Going good. You go to the transfer station early in the morning, you go right through. You don't, no waiting in line.
You can do early in the morning with no line.
What the heck a transfer station is?
They used to call it dumped. It's a dump that doesn't have a dump. It has a transit. It has a couple of tractor trailers that you put stuff in, and they haul it to the landfill.
I got it. N6TLX variety.
your agenda for today?
If he gets finished with his Blixer, we're going to go flying. I might get my Blixer started, but I'm working on the mosaic, on the pie cameras, on the mosaic, automating that. I might just put that down for a little bit and do my Blixer and go out there and fly with him. I got some goggles back at the end of last year, some new ones, some really good ones. Mine were about 6 or 7 years old. So I'd like to get that going too. Just too many things to do at once. And then there's the stuff that my wife wants me to do that's on the back burner.
Do the rest will get you. It'll outrun you, that's for sure.
To regulate those. You do them all at once, then there'll be a whole new round of them to do.
It seems like it's a never-ending list, and the more I get done, the more there is on it.
You know, keeps us from living like hermits.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do without mine to keep me straight. That's for sure.
What are you today, Mike?
I'm going to have to get to work and sell a few things and go back home.
What's going on at work?
Just a whole lot of selecting fans. Gonna let me go, but he kept rolling. I mean, stop if you're gonna let me go. Jesus. Anyway, a whole bunch of selecting fans and finding new customers best I can.
I was just sitting here thinking, where do you find your new customers at, Mike?
Lunch for the last year, but we got into this company that's sending out third-party emails and blasting emails out, and that's actually bringing people in.
That email blast to corporations?
They are, yeah. They sent out 81,000 emails in the last 4 months. N6CLX for that timer.
Emails, KO4HKX. But, I mean, you get two or three of them return or new for customers. That, I guess it works out all right.
That's what we were discussing in the club meeting last night about getting people to come to the club meetings. Blast emails.
I was thinking, too, and just like with me, I was trying to figure out, okay, where do I go to get in here to the meeting? Because last time you forwarded the link, that's why I made the call out to you last night to see what I needed to do.
I probably would improve the participation, especially since they're virtual. I might even improve them for the real thing. Who knows?
So, because people forget that it's coming up, or it lets it sneak up on you, that it's already the first of the month, and I got a meeting coming up the first Monday of the month, so I think it would help out a lot. I was glad to see that last night.
10D17, multiple.
And that's, as long as that doesn't go in your junk email, for the longest time, the email server they had at the bar, at the club, was everything that I got from them was detected as junk email and went into the junk email box, and I never saw it. W4DJW. Morning, Bob.
Hey, Dave, you might want to look into Groups I. You've probably heard of it, and what we do for our club is everybody that's in the club gets invited to the message board, and it's got a calendar on it. You can set it up so it will automatically send out reminders and blah, 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 blah. It's pretty self-explanatory, but it works real well, and it's only for the people that, sign up for it. That way you're not spamming anybody, and they get mad and throw it into their junk. ND7J.
That last night. that was one of the things we talked about was Groups.io, and I think one of the club members is going to set that up. Anyway, I'm in the driveway. I got to go inside and get busy. Good talk to you, Patrick. Mike, talk to you guys later. Have a good day. Catch you on the air later. W4DJW.
7-3's Dave. Morning, Bob. And Mike, I'm going to have to hop out of here. I got a customer just walked in the truck, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good day.
Morning, everybody. Have a good one, Dave. And, the group's IO board worked really, really good. ND7J Mobile, I'm just listening.
Yep, N6TLX. Just traveling along, lifting.